Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden reversed his original plan of halting construction of the border wall started by Trump and hastily stopped under his executive order. Biden now plans to resume 13.4 miles of wall construction in the Rio Grande Valley. The Concho County Sheriff's Department in Texas is mourning the loss of two fellow deputies who were killed in a shootout Monday night. Deputy Samuel Leonard and Sergeant Stephen Jones were responding to a dog complaint. According to officials, 28-year-old Jeffrey Nichols fatally shot the two after a car chase and the suspect barricaded himself in Eden, Texas. That's in the very center of the state. Nicholas was arrested and charged with two counts of capital murder and is being held on $4 million bond. CEO Elon Musk announced on Twitter Wednesday consumers can no longer buy Tesla vehicles with Bitcoin. Musk cited the environmental concerns associated with Bitcoin. Musk says the cryptocurrency has a massive carbon footprint. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Authorities in Florida arrested and charged a 14-year-old boy with murder a day after the disappearance and death of a 13-year-old girl. The parents of Tristan Bailey, a student and cheerleader at Patriot Oaks Academy in St. John's, Florida, reported their daughter missing Sunday morning after she failed to return home the night before.
This was not the outcome the St. John's County Sheriff's Office wanted or this community. This was an exhausting search by the neighborhood, by the St. John's County Sheriff's Office. We have located a body that is preliminarily identified as Tristan Bailey. This is a grieving community, and we're going to respect that grieving community. And I ask you that you put this out there and you help us stand behind this community and let them grieve together.
St. John's County Sheriff Rob Hardwick announced that Bailey's body had been found in a wooded area stabbed several times. The unnamed 14-year-old will be charged with second-degree murder. St. John's is about 23 miles south of Jacksonville, Florida. China may soon become the third country to safely touch down on the surface of Mars. On Friday, the China National Space Administration will attempt to land its rover Zhurong on the red planet. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The Center for Disease Control says it will update their mask guidelines when they learn more. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The nation's top health officials face tough questions this week at a Senate hearing on the government's pandemic response. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky was asked about the agency's hesitancy to lift guidance on mask wearing, especially in outdoor settings and among people who aren't fully vaccinated. Dr. Walensky later told CNBC that the CDC hasn't updated its mask-wearing guidance because they're still waiting on more data on the real-world effects of the COVID vaccines.
So we were looking for science to ensure that the vaccine works just as well in the real-world setting as it did in the trials. We need to ensure that the vaccines are working against all of the circulating variants that we have here in the United States. We're following that carefully. And then we need to make sure that you're not an asymptomatic carrier if in fact you're vaccinated. So all of that science is emerging. That's what we're following and we will use to update our guidance.
At this time, masks are required on planes, buses, trains, and other forms of public transportation traveling into, within, or out of the United States. GOP House of Representative leaders on Wednesday ejected Liz Cheney from their leadership ranks. Cheney says she plans to seek re-election to Congress representing Wyoming. In a statement issued after the vote, former President Trump said, Liz Cheney is a bitter, horrible human being. She has no personality or anything good having to do with politics or our country. End quote. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, that's our vision, and like with any vision, you've got to understand what all is involved. You know, what is the strategy that is to be employed here? Just because of what happened in 2020, we just cannot fold our tents and just allow our government to be taken over and for it to run away in a manner that is not consistent with our U.S. Constitution. So the answer is, what do you do about it? You know, we tried to do something about it on January the 6th and, you know, demonstrating our displeasure with the way things were working out and the way they seemed to unfold after the election. And the Democrats and the power base and the deep state of D.C. did everything they did to squash it. So here it is, one day of people having a problem with the way things were going in our government, as opposed to hundreds of days that had been happening throughout our country with people burning down buildings, causing billions of dollars of damage. Somehow that's the worst thing that could have ever happened, and a big blemish on the hope and aspirations of democracy in our country. And here it is, after 100 days of a presidency that people still question and wonder, how in the heck did we get here? The last thing you can do is fold your tent and give up. You know, we must stand up and fight against the cancel culture, the deep state, and people that would want to take over this government, the government that has been paid for with America's treasure, the legacy of our family members who have fought for freedom over the years from day one. Mark Meckler, I got to tell you, Mark Meckler joins us now. He's a Tea Party co-founder, also the president of the Convention of the States Action. Mark, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. Always good to be with you.
So what do you say about this, Mark? I know that you're, and I don't want you to be the lone man out in the desert yelling and screaming here. That's why I love having you on here, because, you know, people need to be encouraged that there is a way to fight back. I mean, the Constitution clearly says we the people, right?
It does. And, you know, and I just want to echo what you're saying. Now is not the time to give up. This is exactly what the radical left in America wants. It's part of the plan, is to make us think, well, there's no hope, so I just shouldn't fight. Mm-hmm. And from my perspective, there's no time when we shouldn't fight. Every generation is required to fight for the country. This has been true since the beginning of country. This is true for all time, for humanity. We are required to fight to better our situation. It's a duty, and duty often means we do things that don't necessarily benefit ourselves, but we do it for the long-term benefit of those who will come after. So I'm actually hopeful, Bill, because I think the left has overstepped so radically and so broadly at this point in our history that we're seeing people that we wouldn't normally see react and come out and get engaged in politics, and that includes convention of states.
Exactly. And the thing is, going back to your earlier point, is that this has been a time of exposure, where, you know, the lights are being turned on and the cockroaches are, you know, they're scrambling like crazy right now. And by cockroaches, I mean those interests and those things that are counterindicative of what freedom is all about. And it's as if we have to hit the reset button just a bit, because we've allowed our educational systems to be taken over by Marxists who have indoctrinated our kids to the point that 60% of them think that socialism is a good idea.
Yeah, and I think it's important that we remember exactly what you said. It's a lot of it starts in the education system. There's even hope there, though. I can tell you, I live in Texas, and in a small suburb outside of Dallas called Southlake, Texas, there was a complete takeover of the school board and the city council by conservatives.
Yes.
They threw out all this critical race theory, all this crazy anti-racism stuff, which is actually just state-sponsored racism. Mm-hmm. They got a clean sweep on both the school board and the city council by a 70-30 vote. I mean, literally 70% of the people voted to oust all of this stuff. It was taking over their school system. So if we organize, if we get engaged, if regular people do, and I know a bunch of the people who are engaged in that, they're just regular folks that hadn't been engaged in politics before, we can and we will win.
Exactly. I mean, this is for the sake of our kids and the next generations that follow. What's going to serve them? An oppressed regime or a free America?
Yeah, look, it's all about a free America. I mean, that's what we're fighting for. And, you know, you brought up Convention of States. That is the project that I had. And this is another reason to have hope. The Constitution provides a way that when two-thirds of the states decide that they want to get together in convention to propose amendments, that's 34 states, they can, and they can push back against federal tyranny. They can propose amendments like a balanced budget, like term limits, like limitations on the power of the federal government, telling them they can't be involved in education or energy or environment, things they were never intended to be involved in. We, the people, have the right to do that, Bill. Today, 15 states have joined the call for a convention of states, and the momentum is wild because of what's going on in D.C. I can tell you, just in the last 2 days, a half an hour apart, you had the South Carolina House of Representatives pass it by an overwhelming majority, and the Wisconsin Assembly passed by an overwhelming majority, literally a half hour apart 2 days ago.
Wow. We're almost halfway there, but you're exactly right, Mark, because people are realizing we've got to rein in this government, especially in light of what, the Democrats have done in just taking over the power base and the extreme policies that they're putting in place. I mean, here we are. We're seeing gas lines again, gas lines that we saw in 1973 when, not that many months ago, 5 months ago, we were energy independent. And thank you very much. With the stroke of a pen by this current president, backed by the Democratic Party, we're now energy dependent. And the signs do not bode well here for America if we're going to allow the Democrats to have full control of our government.
Yeah, we really are headed into the malaise of the Carter era in the 1970s, and it's incredible how parallel it is. Mm-hmm. You know, Carter just told the country that we basically had seen our best days, that we needed higher taxes, that we needed bigger government. The world went up in flames during the Carter era. We had lines at the gas pumps. So here we are, you know, just over 100 days into the Biden presidency. The Middle East is on fire, and that is, I'm just going to say it bluntly, 100% the result of Biden policies.
Of course.
Hundreds of millions of dollars flowing out now from the United States to terrorist organizations, to organizations like Fatah and Hamas and Hezbollah, all these groups that are attacking Israel. So we've got the Middle East in flames.
Mm-hmm.
You have what's going on. They canceled the pipeline, the Keystone pipeline, right?
Yes.
And so all of this stuff is contributing to what Americans are feeling, and they're going to rise up. They always do, and we see it happening now.
Exactly. And, you know, focusing a little bit more on what's going on in Israel, I mean, here it is. Donald Trump had teed this up for President Biden coming in. He already had five Arab states willing to, effect a peace accord with Israel. I mean, peace in the Middle East, you're sitting here thinking, in our lifetime, we're this close to it happening, and the people here in America do not reelect Donald Trump. And, of course, you know, you saw what happened. The clear response by the Biden administration. What they do is they reinstitute the monies going to the Palestinians so that they can pay, you know, for these terrorists and their families, whether they die for, you know, in martyrdom for terrorist actions. The families are paid, until death do them part. And here we are, as Americans, we're supporting this deal. It's no wonder, we give voice to Ilhan Omar and the insane anti-Semitic statements that she makes.
Omar is an open Trump an anti-Semite serving in Congress, Rashida Tlaib as well, and these things are adopted by, they are tolerated by the Democratic Party here in the United States, and we literally have open Jew hatred now accepted Amazing. And supported in the Democratic Party. I don't understand, though, as a Jew, I don't understand how anybody who is Jewish exactly. could support the Democrat Party. It is open.
Amazing to me. I agree. We've got more from Mark after this.
Stay free for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. Over a year ago, the Tide Ministry branched into Pakistan, and we're blessed to be working with ministry partners who are dedicated to our mission of spreading Jesus' love. Pakistan is a difficult place to share the gospel. The government often fails to protect Christians from religious persecution, so many are afraid to share the gospel, and many more are afraid to embrace it. One ministry partner is combating this fear by covert encouraging his neighbors to listen to the Tide Ministry gospel broadcasts and to connect and learn more by texting or calling his cell phone. By communicating through a private cell phone, listener calls or texts can't be traced back to the Christian program. This can help listeners feel more comfortable reaching out to the Tide Discipleship team. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry works to share the love of Christ across the world, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Welcome back, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent we are, as we are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Mark Meckler, President of Convention of the States Action, is with us. Mark, you had said right before break that it is a conundrum to consider that, you know, the way the Democratic Party has treated Jews and how they've treated Israel, even with their platform, it is astounding why Jews continue to support and elect these Democrats who are antithetical to their endemic philosophy, you would think. It's the same thing to me that I question why Christians, even Catholics, people of faith, who support Planned Parenthood and the Democratic Party. Go, wait a minute. You know, that's
stunning. And I think the reason for it, Bill, is that people have removed their faith from their politics, which is really a sickness here. This country is the idea that our Constitution is made for moral and religious people. Founder said it's wholly inadequate for any other. We have to bring our faith and our belief systems into politics. We can't separate them. It's actually immoral to do so, in my opinion. How do you do politics without reference to moral standards?
Exactly.
You literally just can't do that without being evil. And in regard to the Jews, this is what I really struggle to understand. You have Ilhan Omar, who has repeatedly made anti-Semitic statements. And can you imagine if a Republican had done this, they'd be driven from politics, or statements against any group like she's made. You have Rashida Tlaib coming out, trying to create moral equivalency, or essentially actually say worse things about Jews, about Israel, than she says about the Palestinians. You heard Rashida Tlaib said, you know, it's not fair because the Palestinians don't have Iron Dome, which is the defense system the Israelis use against rockets. The reality is the Palestinians have an infallible Iron Dome. It's called Don't Fire Rockets into Israel.
Right, exactly.
There are no rockets falling in occupied territories.
Yeah, there's a disconnect from the causal relationship of said activity that is absolutely insane that she would make such a ridiculous statement. But, you know, she's been doing this and with impunity, just like she was able to get reelected, even though Veritas caught one of her operatives ballot harvesting, you know, and nothing is said. Nancy Pelosi and everybody, it's just, you know, God's frozen chosen. They just sit there and just, you know, let it go. Give her a pass for the, you know, for the sake of diversity. And, you know, you can get to the point that, as one of my old mentors used to say, Mark, you can be so open-minded that your brains fall out.
Yeah, and this is one of the things that stuns me about it is the hypocrisy, because they accuse Republicans of being racist on zero evidence. This is actually open, spoken, on-the-table racism, anti-Semitism. And anybody, if you're listening to Bill and you're a Democrat and you're still a registered Democrat, then you are actually directly supporting racism. I'm not talking about implication. I'm not talking about double entendre or dog whistles. I'm talking about people who are openly saying racist things. And by the way, it's not just against the Jews. Remember now, every white person based on the color of their skin is now being impugned by the Democratic Party. This is the party of racism. It always has been in American history. It was the party of slavery. It was the party of Jim Crow. It was the party that was against the 1964 Civil Rights Act. This is the party of Bull Connor. Absolute open racism, and they still are today. If you're a Democrat and you're not a racist, then you need to leave the party.
Exactly. Well, you see, just what we talked about from the very beginning, Mark, this is what lack of education, and of course, even worse now, what we're dealing with. I mean, it's one thing to have lack of education, but another thing to be propagandized, which is what many people, what's happening to them here in this country, because we do not have a free and fair press any longer. I mean, if Congress does not break up big tech, we're in trouble. I hate to consider what we're going to be 5 years from now if big tech continues to control the narrative.
I agree with that. You know, I'm sort of in the middle of this big tech fight because I took over as the interim CEO of Parler to help them get back up online and reorganized, and we're there now. But what I saw from the inside is the horrors of the big tech oligarchy, how they not only are about suppressing free speech, but also about suppressing competition. Because remember, the call that we always heard is, if you don't like Facebook, if you don't like Twitter, if you don't like Instagram, build your own. Like, don't just complain about it. Build your own. So people did. They built Parler. Parler became the number one downloaded app on the internet, and then these other big tech companies shut them down. Mm-hmm. And if we allow big tech to get away with that, then that means big tech runs the country, and we cannot allow that.
Well, and what you found out, Mark, was that big tech owned the infrastructure, right? So that's how they could control it and shut Parler down.
Well, the truth is they don't completely own the infrastructure. Amazon Web Services, AWS, hosts about 55% of the websites in the world. There is safe, secure web hosting out there for folks who want it. And I've actually set up a company to help deal with this called FreeStack. And we help people get hosted off of the AWS infrastructure so they're not subject to cancellation.
Great. How do we do that, Mark? How can we make that happen?
If folks are conservative organizations or conservative companies and they're worried about this, they can write to me personally at grassroots@gmail.com, and I can help them get set up with that. But the main thing we have to do is we have to pay attention to it. You can't just have your website on AWS and hope that everything's going to be okay. You can't just have your mail service be MailChimp, or you can't just have your CRM, your customer resource management, be Salesforce. All of these companies are companies that are interested in censoring people like us. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to start to make a commercial move to decouple intentionally from these leftist companies.
And you have the system all in place to where by contacting you, we can make that happen so that everything is all about freedom and liberty in relationship to our social media connections.
Yeah, I can point folks in the right direction. Again, it's mark.grassroots@gmail.com. That's separate from my Convention of States activity, but I think it's critical, and we have to have this mindset. If we continue to support these companies like Coca-Cola and Levi's, who are just woke corporations now, mm-hmm. if we continue to support AWS, who are doing hosting, then we're supporting our own demise.
We really are. I mean, in so many ways, we're selling out America. But this has been something in the planning for decades here, Mark. And this is the thing that's concerned us from day one. When things were conveniently laid out for us and how we just became willing participants in this, and then we find out afterwards that our hard work, our hard-earned money is being put in a company that supports antithetical moral views that we hold to. I mean, it is amazing. I mean, we heard for a while there was causal investing. In fact, I just interviewed a group yesterday. They call it impact investing, and their focus is all about democracy. It's about, you know, investing in those organizations, those countries that promote democracy, and it's done independently in terms of its measurements and its benchmarks. It's not Mark Zuckerberg and his little group of people that decide, you know, who is more democratic than others. This has been something that's been around for a long time, where economists look at it and say, okay, what countries are, and they measure them based on how they're responding with their people and how they're supporting, you know, their countries and policies with democratic principles.
Yeah, I like that approach. In other words, that's a thoughtful approach to investing, and we have to take that approach to everything now. The country is coming apart. It's going to decouple, and I don't mean that in a secession sense. I mean that in how we're going to be as a society, Bill, and I actually think this is healthy. What we're going back to, and what we must go back to, and this ties back ultimately to Convention of States, is we have to go back to a federalist system. Right. Mississippi is different than New York, which is different than Texas, which is different than California, and this is true for companies too. You and I should live in the states that support the values we believe in. We should buy from companies and invest in companies that support the values we believe in. It's literally how a federalist system is designed.
Exactly. Well, and this is why the antithetical forces are scrambling so speedily and with panic, Mark, because they see that we're at that crossroads where people are waking up more and more every day and realizing how we've got ourselves in this trap. And the Convention of the States is such a huge answer to this for us to get control of our government, get our government back on track, because you can't expect the brain surgeons there in D.C. to do brain surgery on themselves, can you?
No, we can't. So, folks, if they want to be part of this, if your listeners want to be part of it, go to conventionofstates.com. Sign the petition, and then click the Take Action tab. That's the main thing, is not just signing a petition, but actually getting involved and being in the fight at conventionofstates.com.
This is what We the People is all about, and this is how to activate those powerful three words, We the People, to take our country back. Mark Meckler, President of Convention of States Action. Thank you, Mark.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.75% with a 2.76% APR, with no points or lender fees. Incredible! Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.76% APR. Today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden reversed his original plan of halting construction of the border wall started by President Trump and hastily stopped under his executive order. Biden now plans to resume 13.4 miles of wall construction in the Rio Grande Valley. The Concho County Sheriff's Department in Texas is mourning the loss of two fellow deputies who were killed in a shootout Monday night. Deputy Samuel Leonard and Sergeant Stephen Jones were responding to a dog complaint. According to officials, 28-year-old Jeffrey Nichols fatally shot the two after a car chase and the suspect barricaded himself in Eden, Texas. That's in the very center of the state. Nicholas was arrested and charged with two counts of capital murder and is being held on $4 million bond. CEO Elon Musk announced on Twitter Wednesday consumers can no longer buy Tesla vehicles with Bitcoin. Musk cited the environmental concerns associated with Bitcoin. Musk says that cryptocurrency has a massive carbon footprint. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
To have you joining in and listening in as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, where, you know, common sense comes together for the sake of the common good and common ground, as, you know, Senator Scott talked about a couple of weeks back. I mean, this is what we need to look for, is where can we find common ground and common sense so that we can have conversations that elevate and not bring down, and conversations where, you know, the cancel culture cannot participate in, because all they are is about winning an argument, not about advancing the cause and advancing one another. And that's where you can tell where the truth lies and where, you know, we can grow and be all the better as a result of the interaction. You know, that's my hope, and that's what this show is all about. And, you know, we're blessed to have people like Mark Meckler on. And, of course, our next guest, Israel Ortega, who is going to be with us in just a moment. He's a national spokesperson for Libra Initiative. And we're going to be talking about the latest on President Biden's infrastructure plan, you know, hard and soft as they've broken it up. I mean, the president wants over $2 billion to be invested. They had a meeting yesterday. Most of the time was spent, you know, a bipartisan meeting. And here the president, he makes it seem like they've had lots of bipartisan meetings in the Oval Office. But I think this was one of the first ones that they've had, if not the only one that he's had in the Oval Office that I'm aware of anyway. Israel Ortega joins us now, the national spokesperson for Libra Initiative. Hey, Iz, how you doing?
Hey, good, Bill. Thank you so much. I'm doing okay.
Hey, we got a lot to talk about here. First of all, before we get into what I was just mentioning about the meeting with President Biden and the Republicans, a bipartisan meeting, which they said about three-fourths of the meeting involved infrastructure and discussion. You know, Mitch McConnell came out a bit hopeful, but we'll get into that a little bit. But I first want to address, you know, what's happening in the border. I mean, this is a crisis of the Democratic Party and particularly, you know, President Biden's doing. It is an absolute chaotic mess down there. And, you know, people can talk about the impact it has on America. But, you know, you and I, we think about humanity, you know, what this is doing,
yeah.
You know, for these young kids. I mean, you got thousands of unaccompanied children coming into the country. You've got adults coming into the country. And, you know, because as they say, you know, when you talk to them and you listen to the interviews, they're saying it's for economic reasons, you know, and that's, you know, by law, it's not a reason to come in and storm our border. But the Democratic Party and President Biden and all the candidates of the Democratic Party, if you remember, when they asked them, you know, on that debate, you know, would you offer free health care to illegal immigrants? And without exception, they all raised their hand.
Right. Right. Yeah, no, you're right, Bill. I mean, I think that the tragedy that's happening at the border, I think, is how I think folks should think about this. There are individuals who are subjecting themselves, putting themselves at harm's risk to come to this country, and I think that's an indictment on the entire political class. You know,
it really is. It's so irresponsible. I mean, you saw the farmer the other day. He finds seven young kids. I mean, 7 years and younger. They're by themselves. He's looking down. He's thinking, oh, my God. He goes, that child is dead. Thank God it wasn't. But still, I mean, his heart dropped thinking, and here's these young, and he's looking around. Where's the adults? There's no adults.
Right.
I mean, this
right.
is the kind of stuff that's happening here in America is.
Right. Yeah, I know. And I think that's right. And I think that, you know, I was on an interview not long ago on Spanish radio, and I was being we were talking about this issue, and it was really interesting because the conversation immediately focused on Republicans, you know, and the Republic, you know, according to this anchor, you know, it was all Republicans' fault, and you know, I said, well, you know, I'm old enough to remember when Bernie Sanders and Democrats back in 2007 and 2008 opposed. Anything on immigration, and so I think this idea that this is just, you know, one party sort of you know, stopping any type of progress, I think is wrong. This is something that this is, like I said, both parties, you know, need to look at this. I think that there are ways, Bill, that we can reform our system without it, you know, causing the type of mess that we're trying to avoid, which is sort of what was happening now.
Well, you let people come like this, and you're not even prepared. That's like, you know, inviting, you know, a bunch of neighbors over for dinner, and you don't even have the food. You don't even have people who are going to serve. I mean, this deal was it's just a mess. It was so purposefully designed. I mean, for the Democrats and Joe Biden to think, what the heck did he think was going to happen when you had, you know, thousands of people storming the border? What kind of impact that was going to have on ICE and on our own infrastructure there at the border, you know, to be able to manage this? And, oh, yeah, by the way, we do have a legal immigration plan that allows roughly about 1 million people to come legally into the country that are not, you know, beholden to the citizens. The only way they can come in through the legal process is they have to demonstrate that they do have a sponsor here in the country who will help them deal with the expenses. And in this particular case, now all of a sudden there's an end run around these people. I mean, how do you look these people in the face when it comes time for them to raise their right hand, swear allegiance to the country? They've gone through all the process. They're now citizens of the country. And how do you look them in the face while you, on the other hand, are allowing all this other illegal activity, which, you know, it isn't fair. It isn't right. It's not organized. And we, you know, we have all this human suffering that's taking place, because the thing that drives me, and I get it, is too, you know, people, well, you're Hispanic, you know, why do you talk like that? I said, do you know what happens to these young girls? Do you have any idea? I mean, and if you have a heart, if you know Hispanic fathers and parents, can you imagine them giving their daughter, their young daughter, birth control pills before they take off on this you know, 2,500 mile journey in some cases. And the daughter says, hey, what's this for? She says, well, chances are you're going to get raped and you need to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
How do you,
right. Yeah. And I mean, that's right, Bill. You know, and I think that doesn't get covered enough. I think that that tragedy you're describing, the horror that parents in Central America and elsewhere are going through is not talked enough about. And I think that's a challenge, I think,
right,
in terms of really shaking up the status quo, because I think that, a lot of politicians up here in D.C. Are more concerned about how does this benefit me politically?
Exactly.
You and I may have talked about this in the past, but I remember, you know, Chuck Schumer years back, you know, talked about how, you know, essentially he's like, yeah, like, you know, the immigration benefits us. Benefits us a whole lot.
Yeah.
And I think that's no secret. I mean, I think that, a lot of politicians, and I'll say it again, from both sides of the aisle, Bill, you know, use this immigration issue as a wedge. And that's a problem. And so,
That's why we're stuck in this bucket of gum. We're really not advancing it. And when you think, you know, this is America with American values, I mean, here we are, we got two narratives right now, the history of America. We've got 1776 and we got, you know, the 1619 project that's out there right now with conflicting viewpoints. And here we are writing a whole new narrative all over again because we're abandoning our constitutional principles and our own humanity and desire to be, you know, moving in the direction of a more perfect union. How do these decisions and policies move us in that direction? Or is this just creating something, you know, down the road that all of a sudden you're going to have, you know, a bunch of Hispanics, you know, claiming for reparations because, you know, they were brought in here. And, oh, yeah, by the way, you know, they made me have an abortion and I was 16 years old and it was paid for by the government of the United States. And you owe me because you killed my child.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, Bill. I mean, we got to move away from these divisive ideas, ideologies. And move towards one where, you know, it goes back to the, you know, what we all know, right, that this country has been able to incorporate people from all over the world. I'm part of that. You know, I'm an immigrant.
This is a nation of immigrants, and you look at the contribution that immigrants have had to this free and this great American idea. It's immense, and we want to continue to promote that in a healthy way that's win-win for all concerned, not advantageous for some politicians or a political class that's more worried about getting reelected than serving the people that they're supposed to serve. I'm sorry to be revved up a little bit, Iz, but it's just, you know, this topic really does this to me. More from Israel Ortega after this. Stay with us.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
Take care of the windows. Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Boy, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, I don't want you to get the wrong impression here. It's not that we're talking as if there's no hope. We believe there is hope because of the God we serve and the God that is foundational to this American idea and dream. So that's not it. We're here calling out the problem so that we're all aware of it, because a lot that Israel Ortega and myself are talking about, the mainstream media is squashing, the deep state is squashing, the Democratic Party, political interests are squashing, because it doesn't serve their agenda. And what we're bringing it back to is humanity. We're bringing it back to where really what is most important, and that is humanity, the human beings that are suffering and that are having to go through this ordeal. You know, as we were talking earlier, I mean, first of all, again, this country has been built by immigrants. I mean, you look back historically. I mean, we were just talking the other day with Bill Federer, who does An American Minute History. It's brilliant. And we're talking about, you know, Harry S. Truman and his involvement in World War One, and one of the people that he met while fighting for the country and the world in World War One and then in World War Two was a Russian Jew who later became a business partner with Harry S. Truman, and the impact that he made. And there's so many great stories about immigrants and, you know, your parents and my parents and what they've contributed in ways that, you know, that somehow that traditional story gets lost in translation when we're all in a fuss and emotional about stuff and we're trying to cancel one another as opposed to listen to, you know, these great stories that encourage us all. Because, you know, but for America, where would those dreams be realized? Israel, where would you and I be but for America?
Yeah. No, I think about that a lot, though, actually. You know, I especially think about that as a father now of three young kids. And I think about how how fortunate I am to live in this country. I look at, you know, I talk to my family, my extended family in Mexico, and, you know, they're struggling. You know, a lot of folks are going to the black market to find vaccines, for example. In some cases, you know, these are Russian, Chinese vaccines that are 50% effective. And I think about, you know, where we are, you know, we talk about, you know, we love criticizing our healthcare system, and not to say that there aren't ways that we can improve it, but, you know, I think we also got to stop for a second and think about the how quickly and the innovation that has contributed to us getting the vaccines. You know, now everybody can get them if they want to. And so I think it's important. I think it's important that we remember that we have economic opportunity here in this country, and in a lot of places in the other parts of the world, including for my folks and we, where we lived growing up, it doesn't exist.
Exactly.
It doesn't really exist. And I think that's an issue that, or that's something to remember, rather, Bill,
right.
How fortunate we are to live in this country.
Well, we really are. And right now, as I mentioned earlier, 8 million jobs are looking for people to work in. And as we were talking about, the culture of the Latin people and Hispanics is such, they're hardworking. They're not afraid of hard work. I mean, these are people that go out and pick strawberries, and they pick them to work the fields, okay? And I can tell you, the worst job I ever had was strawberries. I told you this story.
Yeah.
I was 6 years old.
Yeah.
My brothers dragged me out to the strawberry field. I'm picking strawberries for a whole week. $1.10. $1.10 I make after a week.
Yeah.
You know, little strawberries, big bucks. You know, little strawberries, big bucks. $1.10. My dad, you know, I had that money on top of the TV. My dad, you're going to go spend your money? No. It was like it was a trophy. It was a mark, a memorial mark to remind me I didn't want to pick strawberries. This is not there had to be something better for me. But the fact of the matter is, again, at the very heart of all this is that we had a work ethic, and this is what our parents instilled in us. And it's here, and you have the opportunity here in America, because, boy, there's nothing like a job to elevate the level of happiness and a sense of fulfillment for people. This is why people are running to the border right now. But because we have disorder brought to you by this current government and regime, it's not going to necessarily be win-win. It just makes it complicated, as opposed to, I mean, here they are. They're going to come here. They're going to be told, hey, show up. And, you know, 4 years later, can you imagine? Show up 4 years later. We may have a hearing for you. You know, by that time, life goes on. Maybe you've had a kid. You're working somewhere. You're able to kind of assimilate work. Your kids you're here. They're in a sense, they're, you know, even though some of them may be DACA, but they're probably closer to citizenship than you are. And, you know, for all kinds of other reasons, you don't go to that meeting. You know, we know that 80% do not show up for that meeting. And so here they are operating in the shadows. And my heart breaks for them, because if they have a problem, they cannot call the police. They cannot call 911. And what do they end up doing? They're having to rely on a neighborhood bully or, you know, a mini mafia, you know, to do their bidding for them.
Yeah.
I mean, people don't understand this.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. And I think the other point you just you touched on is that hard work ethic. And, you know, I'm concerned that, you know, a lot of the proposals that are being put into place by this administration are actually incentivizing people to not work. And that's incredibly dangerous. We know what happens when these types of policies are enacted. We can look across the pond in Europe to see how, you know, you've got a lot of young people who, you know, just choose not to work because they get more benefits by not working.
Right.
You know, same in other parts of, you know, Venezuela and other socialist communist countries. And so I think it's really important. I think that this pandemic has obviously changed the way we think about work. And what I'm concerned about is policymakers, you know, the famous Rahm Emanuel, remember that?
Don't let a good crisis go to waste.
Exactly. And I think that's sort of what's happening, Bill. And I think that's what's concerning. And so I think it's
an opportunity for them to do what you said, and that's to build government, to build a dependent class. Because what's happening is these people are staying at home. By and large, the brain is a muscle; it has to be exercised. You don't exercise it, what are you going to be? You're going to be a mensal when it goes through, and it's time for you to get back to work. You know,
you lost
some brain cells and capacity in this process because you've been sitting down in the basement playing video games. OK, it doesn't work.
Right.
But that's a percentage of the people there. The other part are people who just say, you know, they've been doing it, and they get bored, and they say, okay, well, I'll go work the gig economy. And what are they doing? They don't want to compromise their unemployment benefits, so they're being paid under the table. And now we're back with what happened with the Obama years. You had all this black market labor force that was going on that was being paid under the table, tax-free. They're already getting tax-free, you know, unemployment benefits. And then this on top of it, you know, because they figure, okay, well, you know, it's that's just the way you play the game. But the problem is that when you do something that compromises ethics and morality, you may not pay for it right now, but you're going to pay for it down the road. And this is not good. It's not healthy on so many levels for people. And I'm glad that I think we're up to three states now, if I'm right, you might have a better handle on it, that have said, hey, we're going to cut back on some of these unemployment, because we got people saying, you know, we got businesses saying, I need people to work. And, you know, these are former employees and they're refusing to come to work. And I'm not hearing, you know, and of course the government officials, you know, the response from, you know, Psaki and others are, well, you know, they if they refuse work, you know, then they're going to lose their benefit. Well, you tell me one person that has lost their benefit because they refused to work. I'm not hearing about anybody losing their benefit, because if that was the case, you'd be seeing people getting back to work a lot sooner than right now.
Right, right. Yeah, what's the enforcement mechanism there? You know, how do you check that somebody has gotten? Yeah, it doesn't pass a smell test. But yeah, absolutely right. I think you're right. Three states: it's Tennessee, South Carolina, Montana, and you might expect other states to join in. But I think that, you know, more than anything, I think it's about sending a message, Bill, that that, you know, look, what happened with the pandemic was terrible. We're still living the consequences of that, but, you know, as businesses start reopening, you know, job opportunities will present themselves. And I think, you know, you touched on this a minute ago with the, you know, the previous administration, you saw tax relief for a lot of Americans. And as you know, we also saw historic unemployment rates for Black Americans and Hispanic Americans
across the board.
And I think that's incredibly important, is that the policies that we put in place have real, tangible results for a lot of folks, particularly the working class. And I think that's so important. And obviously, that's a narrative that progressives don't want to embrace.
Well, of course not, because, again, their goal is to enslave. I mean, this is a modern form of slavery, really, is when you think about it. When you have an imposition of big government, and where you're relying on big government, you tell me anywhere in the history of man where that's worked.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, it can't.
It's been devastating.
Yeah, and what they say was, oh, well, you know, it just hasn't been perfected yet, you know, even though there are so many examples where...
Well, that's what progressives always need, more time and more money, right?
That's right, yeah, just this time it'll work, but, it just so nuts.
Yeah, it was like the Affordable Care Act. You know, if we'd only, if we didn't compromise and we'd thrown all the money, what do you mean didn't compromise? It was all one party. The Democrats did this all themselves. And, you know, now you're complaining that, you know, you didn't get enough. Well, no, the thing was a boondoggle to begin with, because nothing of that magnitude can be enacted by one party. That's what we're learning. I mean, and if you have any doubts whatsoever, maybe you might do a little bit of studying and check out California. That's what happens with a one-party state. And what progressives want is what California is doing. And it's not all that wonderful, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you, when you see all the feces in the streets and needles and homelessness over, I think it's over 70,000, 75,000 homeless people just in Los Angeles alone, it's heartbreaking to see what they've done to the Golden State. All brought to you, I will say, that's not of both sides. That is definitely by the Democratic Party. Israel Ortega, it's awesome. I always appreciate you coming on the show. All right,
thanks,
all the best to you and the family, okay? Take care, buddy.
Thank you. Take care.
National spokesperson for Libra Initiative.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated?